What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Got Now podcast. We're here this morning with another senior spotlight. This morning, we have Nora Tompkins with us from Murray High School. So, Nora, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about how long have you been at Hardin Baptist Church? How long have you been in our ministry?
I am fairly new to Hardin. I've only been here since, I think, the beginning of the year. January or February.
Yes, which we'll get into your spiritual story here soon because great things have happened over this past year. So we'll get into all that, but what about outside of church? What are some things you love? What are some things you're involved in outside of Hardin Baptist Church?
Mm-hmm. So I'm involved in, honestly, probably a lot of clubs, I'd say, because during my senior year, I decided to load up on clubs for resume purposes.
Nice.
So I'm in FBLA, which is, I've been in that one since my freshman year.
Cool.
I've done FBLA for a long time. Beta Club, Student Council, but I also love to just hang out with friends, and I work a lot too. So
Okay, where do you work?
I work at Coldstone.
Coldstone,
yeah.
Let's go. All right.
Really fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. That's good. So do you have a favorite ice cream at Coldstone?
Absolutely.
What
cake
is it?
Batter.
Cake batter?
Yeah, cake batter.
Oh.
It's really good.
So if I go to Coldstone, cake batter is the way to go. And everyone
Absolutely.
Who's listening to this, you won't lead us astray.
No.
Cake batter
best.
Is For the
sure.
way to go.
Absolutely.
And then tip Nora well, too.
Yes, so. please.
Well, good. So FBLA, how'd you get involved in FBLA? I know freshman year, mm-hmm. what's the interest there with FBLA?
We kind of are forced to take either an ag class or a business class our freshman year to go down a pathway.
Mm.
And my business teacher she pushes everyone to join because the more people, the better it looks for her.
Yeah.
So she was just Nora, you should do this. So I did it and I really liked it and I've stuck with it every year.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah, I always wanted to do FBLA, but it was one of those things that I just never did in high school. And so I'm always jealous of people who do. Okay. So this one's always tough. I've asked every senior mm-hmm. this question. Maybe you're prepared for it.
Okay.
I hope you are because it's tough. But I want you to try your best to describe yourself to me and to the church in three words okay. or less.
I've thought about this one.
Okay, good.
I had to ask. This one, I've been sitting on this one. The first one I got from, because I hate bragging on myself, but they said hardworking.
Yeah.
And friends and stuff, and I think I do agree with that.
Okay.
I try to work really hard. Caring, I'd say. I care about people deeply.
Amen.
Caring. And then Emma and one of my other friends said this, but opinionated.
Opinionated.
I think people say I have strong opinions, not
oh.
in an aggressive way. I just am firm in what I believe.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, because opinionated can mean
Yeah, it can mean negative.
Yeah, you're just pulling off the craziest hot takes ever. And
I do have a lot of hot takes, though.
Oh, okay. Do you have one, you brought it up. Do you have one that's your favorite?
Not just off the dome.
Off the dome. That's fun. Okay, so opinionated. That's one. But what we mean is firm.
Yeah.
Firm in our convictions.
Yeah.
I like
absolutely.
That. Yeah. So caring, opinionated, and hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I've only got to know you for about a year or so, which we'll get to talk about soon. But I can concur and agree with all three of those. So we're going to do a lightning round.
Okay.
This is my favorite part of the podcast. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to ask you your favorite anything's on the table.
Okay.
And you're going to give me just your very simple, brief answer. Now, if I don't like that answer, I might push back a little
okay.
bit. And we'll see how opinionated
okay.
you are. All right? So, okay. What is your favorite restaurant?
Restaurant?
Yeah.
Ooh. I really love Lowe's.
Okay, Los Portales.
I love those. Chips and queso.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so chips and queso, before the meal, what's your favorite meal to get at Lowe's?
I just get a chicken quesadilla.
Okay, simple.
Theirs are really good. They're
yeah.
different than anyone else's. They're really good.
Yeah, I'm really basic. I just do chicken, cheese, and rice. So we're both the same way. I just get something simple. Los Portales. I agree. Very, very good restaurant. Okay. Do you like books or movies? Which one do you?
I love both, but
okay.
I'd rather watch a movie.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
It's a really girly answer, but it's definitely The Notebook.
Yeah, that's an old movie.
That's my favorite.
I was in fourth grade when that came out. So you've seen The Notebook?
Oh, a dozen times.
Okay.
I can rewatch that one.
Okay.
I
love it. Channing Tatum is like...
It's Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay. Maybe I got a wrong movie here. Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen The Notebook. Isn't it where the two people, like, they grow old and they forget? Am I just on the wrong track?
Yeah, the old lady forgets, and then he, like, reads the book to her, and she remembers.
Touching. So, at Christmas time, are you one of those who just, like, binge watches the Hallmark Channel?
I like the funny Christmas movies. Like Home Alone, or, like, Santa Claus, Elf. Like those kind of ones. Yeah. I don't care for the lovey-dovey Christmas ones.
Yeah, because it's the same story every time. I like The Notebook. But yeah, those Hallmark one gets me. Okay, agree with you there. All right, let's do real simple favorite color.
Navy blue.
Navy blue.
Yeah, okay. Like really dark blue.
I like that. Yeah. I feel like it's a unique answer.
A lot of navy people say like, I also love baby pink.
Okay.
Like light pink.
Yeah.
But navy blue is definitely
navy blue
the best.
Yes. Yeah, well, I like that. All right, let's see. Favorite school subject. Math.
I know you're an English kind of person.
Yeah.
And everyone said English so far.
Yeah.
But I like math.
Like, so what kind of math? Because I know there's like...
Algebra.
Okay.
Like all the letters and factoring and quadratics and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, wow. You don't sound like a nerd at all.
Not at all. That's my favorite.
I like quadratics.
Quadratics and polynomials.
Yeah, the quadratic formula is my favorite formula. That's good. Okay. I did like math. It's just like as I get older, I just don't use it as much. And like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I did like it a lot in high school. Okay, let's do one more. All right, Nora. Give me your favorite animal, but
okay,
it cannot live in the U.S.
Well, my favorite one, I guess it could live in a lot of places.
Okay.
I don't know what my favorite one outside of the United States.
Okay, give me your favorite in the U.S. and then
in the U.S. Okay.
Then we'll think out of the box.
I love bears.
Okay.
Like whenever we go to Gatlinburg, my favorite part is seeing all the bears. Like we go on like the trail where you can see the bears.
You know they can kill you.
Yes, but they're cute. They're really cute.
You go give them a hug.
Like the big black bears. Those are my favorite.
Big black bears, like in the Smoky Mountains area.
Yeah, those kind of bears.
Yeah, and black bears aren't actually. I don't think they're dangerous, right? But I guess they could be.
I mean, definitely. I think if you make them mad.
Yeah.
But
okay, what about
outside
the U.S.? Like, think outside of the box.
I mean, polar bears are really
that's so true.
Still a bear, but they're cute.
That's so true. Yeah.
Polar bears are like
you got me.
The bird like Rio. I don't know what those are called. The rainbow ones though.
Are they parrots, toucans, like, poop parrots?
I have no idea.
I've seen the movie Rio.
I like the pretty birds.
That's cool.
Probably a polar bear.
Yeah.
Outside.
So I'm told. I've never actually seen one, but where we go on mission in Costa Rica, mm-hmm. which I'm hoping you get to come to this summer, there's parrots, like, in the wild.
I've never seen a wild parrot.
Yeah.
I've seen them, like, in Florida. They always have a parrot somewhere.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, that's good. What is one more on the as we get to know you as a church, what's just something random about you that maybe you don't want to tell us, but now I'm forcing you to tell us.
I've thought about this one, and it's kind of funny. I've never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and I've never had peanut butter or jelly.
No way.
Yes.
You're lying.
I can't make that up.
It's random, not just lie about it. No. You never had a peanut
That's
butter
true.
Sandwich.
I've never had peanut butter or jelly. Or like a PB&J, I've never had any of it.
Do you know how many peanut butter jelly sandwiches I've had in my life?
Probably a lot.
Maybe 500.
That's a lot.
And you're saying you've had zero?
Never had one, ever. Not even a bite.
Allergic to peanuts?
Like, no.
Just texture?
Just never had one. I just never have had the chance. I just never have one.
So at Fall Retreat in November, no. I'm bringing you a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, gosh.
We're bringing you on stage.
Oh, gosh.
And you got to eat a peanut butter sandwich. Would you like, do you, you don't want one?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't see the need for one. Like, I've gone my whole life with that one. I don't understand.
What's the need for chicken quesadillas from Los Angeles?
So
okay, I'll let it slide. That is so random.
It is random.
You're like the only person in the world who is not letting it slide, who hasn't had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Okay, I like it. I like it, though. Okay, well, that was good, and that was really fun there. But let's turn the chapter a little bit. okay, to now get to know you on a spiritual level. Because we all, I've gotten to know him for a year now. We love you so much. We think you're just great. And I think what's the greatest thing about you is that you have a relationship with Jesus. He is your Lord and he is your Savior. And so I really want you to be able to tell that story. Okay, so let's start there. How did that happen? How did Christ become your Lord and Savior?
All right, so I grew up in like a Christian household, I'd say. Like, my mom's really strong in her faith, and I kind of adopted that at a young age as like my faith too. So whenever I was 8 years old, I think I was eight, I got baptized and professed to be a believer, which honestly, I had no idea what I was doing. I just got baptized. I honestly thought like it was a ticket into heaven. I was like, I'm good to go for mm-hmm. life now. I'm like, I got dunked, I'm good. But then a few years later, when I think I was 13, my parents got divorced, and it kind of shook my world. I just didn't know what was going on. Like, that solid ground that I thought I had was kind of just taken away from me, and I just didn't know what to do. So for about 3 years, I kind of searched and tried to fill my heart with different things, and it just never fulfilled me. And I kind of just left God out of the equation because I assumed he wouldn't understand what I was going through. And then when I was 16, at the end of my like year of being 16, mm-hmm. I kind of felt like I had nothing else to try, nothing else to do. And I kind of heard God like speak to me. He was like, Nora, I need your body. Like, I need your physical body. And I don't know why, but in that moment, it just clicked for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try the Jesus thing. Mm-hmm. I'll give my life to him for now. And mm-hmm. I stuck with it ever since. And that was the day I gave my life to Christ.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, and then so many people in this area do have a similar story. Unfortunately, right, like grow up, and we love that we grow up in church and grow up in a Christian family. Those are good things, but we often do see, me included, I think I was around 9 years old, you said, Ray, make false professions of faith because really just like want a savior, mm-hmm. right? But Christ demands to be our Lord as well. If he's going to be our savior, he must be our Lord. And so you have surrendered to him, not just as Savior, but Lord. And so that happened, do you remember roughly, was it the end of your 16, like,
so birthday? So I would say like February.
Okay.
I think that's when it was.
Yeah, so it was 2025. Like, it was this calendar year.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good. And then, so not too long ago, we were a little bit, 7 or 8 months ago, okay? So what has life been like since then?
It's been great. Like, I felt like such peace, and it feels like everything just kind of like makes sense now. All the things I've been taught in like church and stuff, I can like apply them to my life in like in a good way, like beneficially, because I have the Spirit to help me. So honestly, it's just been really peaceful. Even though like crazy things have happened, it's still like I feel like I have a solid foundation for my life.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's such an encouragement to hear. So how about like our church and our ministry? Mm-hmm. How has being a part of us, like you're one of us, right? And how have we been able to come alongside of you? And how have you like seen our church and our ministry cause you by God's hand to grow over the last 7 or 8 months?
There's been so many different ways, but really I just feel like I've been discipled really well. Like, you guys have just taught me like what a Christian woman should look like and like how I should treat other people and how Jesus loves other people, and just like really kind of guide me on how to almost live my life.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, it's such an encouragement to hear. What about just, let's say over the last month, month or two, what is something just very specific maybe? Maybe it's through something we've been covering in our ministry Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. Maybe it's through your own personal studies of God's word. What's something that God has been teaching you lately?
Probably that it's really important to surround myself with other believers.
That's
and like
good
Christian friends.
That's
and
good.
Like friends that are also in Christ and have the same like mindset and heart as you.
Yeah. And just so you know, church, we're doing a Friends of Jesus series on Sunday morning. And that's one of the things like just keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your friends? Right? Like, who's your community?
Yeah.
Who's your core? Because we want to have friends all over the spectrum of unbeliever, believer, but I really believe like when we look at the scriptures, like we need a gospel core.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you found that, right, at Hardin, and maybe even those who don't go to Hardin as well, who are in Christ. And so, man, that's so encouraging. Mm-hmm. Who is one of your favorite friends of Jesus that we've covered on Sunday morning? It's a tough question, but
John for sure.
Oh, John the Baptist or John the
disciple? Like, apostle, yeah.
Okay.
I love John.
Yeah.
And I love everything he's written. He's just great.
Yes. Yeah, he's the. Were you there last week when I gave the caricatures?
Was he the rage baiter?
That's James.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's the rage baiter who you can't trust the nuclear codes. John, which is his brother, is the teacher's pet.
Yes,
who pretends he's not the teacher's pet.
Yes.
Is that, are you a little bit of John?
A little bit, probably.
Everyone's got one. It's like, oh, I'm kind of. Mine's, yeah. We're doing Matthew today. Mm. I'm a little bit like Matthew, so I have a soft spot towards him. So it's fun. So you like John the best. What about, I know you weren't here when we did our spiritual discipline study, but essentially what we did over that semester is we looked at so many different habits of the faith, spiritual disciplines, and we learned about them and we tried to implement them in our life. And I know you have spiritual disciplines as well. What are some or one or two of your favorite spiritual disciplines that you've really just seen, particularly over the last 7 or 8 months, the Lord used to grow you in your faith?
For sure, I do Bible before phone every morning.
Oh, that's good.
Unless it's like to look at the time, but before I unlock my phone. And then I do I like read right before I go to bed. It's the last thing I do and the first thing I do every day.
That is awesome.
That's what I do.
Yeah, so Bible before phone.
Yes.
I love that. Man, that is, what an incredible way to start start your day and to end your day. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of Psalm 1 there, right? Mm-hmm. Blessed is the man who meditates on God's law day and night, mm-hmm. right? It's God's desire for us to be in his word day and night, meditating it all throughout in the middle, right? And so I love that that's a spiritual habit you've developed. That's great. Who are some people in your life? You can go as long as you want. You can say 20 people, but you can also just name 2, 3, 4, 5. Who are some people in your life who have just deeply impacted you in your walk with Jesus?
Emma Haynes is one of them. She really she pushed me to come to Hardin and go to Wednesday nights. So I love her. She's always by my side, especially at school, because like a lot of my Hardin friends go to Callaway. Yeah. So I have Emma all the time. She's just great.
That's awesome.
Honestly, my grandpa has helped me a lot. Like just seeing his walk with the Lord. It's just amazing to me. It really encourages me.
That's awesome.
And, I can't say Maggie. I did meet Maggie at a Now once.
Okay,
in like
cool.
sixth grade, I went to the one at Crossings.
Oh, very
and
cool.
So I did meet Maggie, but I'm like probably the only girl that won't say Maggie.
It's okay,
But, and then I'd say my mom, honestly.
Yes.
She has such a strong faith, and I look up to her.
Amen. Wow, that's an incredible, incredible group there. Let's end by thinking backwards, thinking forwards. You've probably heard me do this on the podcast. I want us to think backwards to, let's say, that sixth grade Nora who's at that fall retreat, that season of life you're in. Mm-hmm. And we'll think forwards here in a second. But first, thinking backwards, what spiritual advice would you give to your younger self and potentially someone who's listening here today who might be younger and looking up to you? What's something that you would encourage them in?
Honestly, I just say that like God is good,
Amen.
And he is for you. Like
Amen.
He is on your team. He wants to work with you. So don't ever feel like it's you against God. Like he is with you, he's for you.
Yeah, and it goes in with your story, because one of the things was like, you just kind of assumed God didn't really care about your problems, but couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah,
he sees you, he knows you, he loves you.
And
he's for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. All right, what about looking ahead? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no way to know. God is sovereign, not us.
Yes.
God, thank God he's in control, not us. But fast forward past high school.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to graduate, Lord willing, in May from Murray High. And then I'm assuming college is next for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to go to Murray State.
Okay.
That's the plan, my plan so far.
Shoes up.
Yes.
Murray State is incredible.
Murray State, yeah.
We have a great college ministry.
Mm-hmm.
What is what do you want to major in?
I want to be a nurse.
Okay.
Hopefully. That's what I feel like I'm being called to do.
Okay.
I want to be a nurse.
Okay.
Yes.
So how many roughly, because I feel like in nursing school, it's tough. Is that right there?
I have no clue.
Some of my buddies.
I'm willing to stick it out. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to do great.
Okay.
My buddies weren't that smart. They're probably listening.
Oh, okay.
They weren't that smart. So you want to be a nurse?
I do.
Okay.
That's how I want to serve people. And I want to do like pediatrics. So I want to work with kids. I just love working with kids.
Oh.
And I want to help them out. Which Amen. I know it would be hard to see kids like hurting, but knowing that I'm the one that can help
Amen.
Would feel great.
Amen. I'll tell you this. I'm going to speak on my wife Caitlin's behalf as well. We have had some of the best pediatric nurses in the world. And they like mean more to us than just about anyone. That if they've taken care of our children in like really vulnerable mm-hmm. positions, like from their birth, but also unfortunately we've had some things happen over the last 5 years where, and they are the best people in the world. And so, and I can absolutely see God raising you up to serve Him, mm-hmm. to serve people, and to serve children mm-hmm. who Jesus says they're the ones mm-hmm. that get to come to me, and mm-hmm. you know, heaven belongs to them. To be able to serve them in that setting, man, what an incredible way to spend your life. And so that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much
yes.
for coming on the We Got Now podcast. Again, here, church, this is Nora Tompkins from a senior at Murray High. And we are so grateful that she's a sister in Christ. She's a member of our church. Praise the Lord. Lord willing, she's staying local. And so we'll get to see a whole lot of you over the next several years. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week for another Senior Spotlight. Until then, peace.